Can the VA get away with that, with going to the Government Accountability Office and saying we're not going to comply and that's the end of it?
Yes, they can. It's a little known fact that the GAO is actually part of Congress, and under the Constitution we have what's called separation of powers, and Congress can't tell the executive what to do without actually passing a law and signing, having it signed by the president. And GAO, as a matter of compromise over working out the bid protest jurisdiction, GAO actually makes recommendations in their protest. If you look at the literal words of a protest, it'll say at the end that GAO recommends X, Y, and Z. And that recommendation is actually followed in 99% of the time. But there is a provision of the GAO jurisdiction that says that if an agency doesn't want to follow it, they're not required to follow it by law, since the GAO decision isn't passed by Congress. It's just a recommendation. And if they make that, if the agency makes that decision, they have to report to Congress and to GAO that they're not going to follow the procedure. That they're not going to follow the recommendation.
Let's set the stage for this a little bit. The Washington Business Journal reports the VA had recommendations made by the GAO in a protest decision on October 11th. Tell me about that.
Yes, that decision. The question there was whether. Whether the Veterans Administration could use the GSA schedule contracts. And GSA schedule contracts normally don't have to follow the small business set-aside requirements. And so someone protested and said that you can't use the schedule contracts because of this law that was passed in 2006, which said that if there are two veteran-owned companies that can do the work, then the VA has to set it aside for veteran companies. And the VA said, well, that really doesn't apply to the use of schedule contracts.
The Government Accountability Office's recommendation was that the VA cancel those solicitations, reissue them as set-aside contracts. The VA says no. And you said that this happens in just about 1% of cases. There are many times...
Probably less, actually. Less, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. There are many times where I imagine the agencies would like to disregard the recommendations and protest decisions made by the GAO. Is there a reason it doesn't happen more often than that?
Yes, I mean there's sort of an unwritten rule that the executive agency will abide nearly every time by the GAO's recommendations, and just as I don't know, it's almost a matter of like I said, an unwritten policy that they will follow it, and they will only exercise the discretion not to follow it in very rare circumstances, and this is one of those, and it happens every now and then.
What's the next step for the companies that filed this bill? Upheld, but the VA is ignoring.
Well, the protester can take that exact same protest or a similar protest to the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, and there they can actually relitigate the whole matter at the court, and then the court can issue an order, and the executive department does not have the discretion to ignore the order by the U.S. Court of Federal Claims. So that's going to be the next step. However, if the same outcome comes out of the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, then the Justice Department would have a right to appeal that to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. So they can put it in the judiciary system, but they can also wrap it up for quite a period of time, maybe a period of years if they want to.
So this doesn't necessarily end anytime soon for either the companies or the government.
Probably not, unless Congress agrees to step in and clarify their law one way or the other.